Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is July the 3rd. This is the second Sunday show I'm doing, and I have the honor to have Richard on and also Charlene Renee. She was on earlier with Debbie Davis, and they're going to be talking about Ezekiel. So I'm going to let Richard pick it up because I'm still in a hurt. If you heard the last show, I got caved on last night. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to start with. I don't know if you're aware of last year when I couldn't find my friend Steve White and Andrew's phone. Come to find out White passed away in April, so she was sick for a long time. And then, I don't know, I never even got a phone call. He just passed away. I haven't looked at his name. And an obituary popped up, and no, my family didn't even call me. I don't know what was wrong, but he died on May 31st. I think we've got something to do with this on the show.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your friend there, Richard. You had mentioned him before. But let's talk about Ezekiel for a minute.
Okay.
And then we'll touch on CERN again. But I want to touch on Ezekiel because it's a heck of a lot of stuff in there. We talked about 38
and 39. Yeah, that's the war part of it. The whole book of Ezekiel is like taking God took us back to the future, to the past, and to the whole future of the Bible.
Yes.
And he used the dry bones and all that. He said, how can the dry bones live? Therefore, you know.
That's right, yeah.
And the reason why the dry bones live is because the bones that contain the DNA is that. And that's why, I think they're trying to live really good.
So, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, it talks about the, in the Bible, some of the older ones, you got the maps in the back, ancient times. And Gog was that part of Russia, and Turkey was Magog and Gog, and they come from the north, and they invade Israel in the last days.
Iran, which is Persia.
Which is Persia, comes also, yes. So, why don't you touch on that for a minute? I mean, we're set up for it now. Especially with what's going to happen possibly to the U.S. before the end of the summer.
I think we're going to happen very soon.
I'm sorry, Richard, what?
I think it is going to happen very soon with all these incidents that are occurring over the Middle East right now.
You want to touch on that, Charlene?
Well, of course, we know that Gog and Magog are the evil forces that are going to join with Satan. And of course, we know that Gog is the man portion and Magog is the woman portion of the demon Baphomet. And we know who worships Baphomet, that is the Freemasons, and they are everywhere. They are in every small town and city all around the world. Magog and Magog are what they are, and they worship the demon Baphomet. So they are all around the world, and they do worship Satan. And that is, they think that demon is the part light and part dark. Well, I'm sorry, there is no light to this demon. He is a demon. If man, woman, whatever they think that thing is, it is still a demon. There is no light to that thing. It is a demon. And it is going to follow Satan. And it's going to come from all parts of the world in all small towns and cities. And yeah, you're going to need a map to follow it because it's going to come from all everywhere. And it's going to go into Israel from what Ezekiel says, and it's going to go right into the third temple where Satan is going to sit, and that is going to be the Antichrist, and he is going to proclaim that he is God. And that is when we are going to have a holy war. And God is going to tell Jesus to mark our foreheads, and this is part of Ezekiel's vision. And Jesus gets off of God's throne in Ezekiel 37, explains how that happens, and talks about, well, that talks about dry bones, but it talks about how in Ezekiel, where, let me find an actual scripture here, God tells the man in linen, because Ezekiel does not understand who is on God's throne dressed in linen, and he has the inkhorn. Well, nobody else will be on God's throne with the inkhorn in the last days, marking anybody's forehead to go to heaven or hell, to mark anybody's forehead. Nobody but Jesus. He'd be the only one on God's throne, dressed in linen, marking anybody's forehead. So that is Jesus that he sees, and so that is his vision, and that is the end of the world, and that is Ezekiel's vision, and so he's seeing the very last days.
Basically, Ezekiel in 38 and 39, there's a lot of stuff that's in Revelations.
Right, 38 and 39 is the actual war. 37 is when Ezekiel is in the land of the valley, and he is bringing back dry bones. 37, he says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones." And the Lord asked him, he said, "Unto me, son of man, can these bones live?" And I answered, "O Lord God, thou knowest." Basically saying, God, only you know. So he prophesizes, and of course, the bones come together, and they do live again. And God breathes life back into the bones, and they stand as an army. So in 37, the dry bones come back to life, and they stand as an army. And of course, even the graves open. In Ezekiel 37, we all come back as an army, and we fight. We fight as an army in 38 and 39. So all of us come back as a beautiful army, and we fight Satan in 38 and 39, and verses 40 through 48 are a new temple and a new heaven on earth is being set up in Ezekiel. There will be heaven on earth. From my perception of Ezekiel. But there is so much, and before that, Ezekiel sees so much because there is, who Ezekiel sees not just heaven, not just God on his throne, but Ezekiel also is shown Satan's throne, and God tells Satan, he said, this is in Ezekiel 13, he says, "Wherefore thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against your pillars, wherewith souls to make them fly, and I will tear them from your arms and will let the souls go, even the souls that ye hunt to make them fly. So Satan has a throne, and he has hunted souls to make his throne fly. So can you even imagine how horrible Satan's throne would be? Because God's throne has beautiful angels that have wheels with eyes. These are angels, and they are made to do this. They are living creatures that are made to do these beautiful things for God. But Satan's throne has human souls trapped, and they are not made to do such horrible things. So Satan's throne looks like a very painful throne. And God is saying that he is against his throne, and he wants to just rip it apart. So Ezekiel is witnessing some horrible things in his visions and what he's actually seeing. God is telling him to set himself against Pharaoh. He's going to be being taken back to the Old Testament. He's being taken into the future. And what is so amazing that I have seen and read, there's one other thing that I saw that was actually amazing, and how God actually gave Ezekiel a vision, and how he actually took him into the future. Let's see, if I can find it here. While I'm looking for that, Richard, you wanna discuss anything?
Yeah,
Richard, what do you see as far as future in America right off the bat? You're very patriotic.
I think we're headed into God's kingdom on earth very shortly. I think there's going to be a little time of trouble. I don't know how long, but I think it's setting up for that. I don't see anything coming back without divine intervention. The world is just that evil.
Oh, and if you want to read about him seeing Jesus, what he calls him, the man clothed in linen, that is Ezekiel 9. That is Ezekiel 9 and 10.
Sorry for the delay, folks. Charlene, you found it?
I had it all written down in the
Well, this is the second show you've done today, so. But basically, end time prophecies are at our doorstep. And if you don't have God in your heart and your mind, your soul, haven't brought him in, he's not alive, and you need the Holy Spirit, you're in trouble. And do you want to touch on a certain thing once again that you touched on earlier? Charlene? Let's go there with that. I think we've talked about Ezekiel enough. Well, go ahead.
On July 5th, CERN has, they are starting up CERN again. And
that's a super collider, folks.
They already started it up. They just haven't gotten the thing up to the speed of light yet, but they already started it because the portal appeared above the, it just appeared above CERN, so they're starting it up again. And so they're saying by July 5th, the thing is going to be up to the speed of light, and that portal is going to open. So Elon Musk said that this time, and he's told on CERN, he's told on them, saying that this time they are going to pull a demon through that portal. And so they're saying that they are going to be dealing with a lot of dark matter, and they're going to try to get the knowledge of the dark matter. How are they really going to be dealing with knowledge of the dark matter when he said that what they're really going to be doing is pulling this demon through this dark matter? So they're already giving warnings that people are going to get possessed, that people don't realize what's going on, that they are going to get possessed. All I know is that people who don't understand what may be going on, all I know is they need to learn how to put on the armor of God. And that armor of God will protect your mind. And that your mind needs to be protected. When you put down that whole armor of God, it is a helmet of salvation. And that helmet of salvation will protect your mind. And that is something that the devil wants to get a hold of. He wants to get a hold of your mind, the very first thing. He wants to make you believe certain things are going on. He wants to get a hold of your mind so that he can make you kill yourself, or make you believe that your family don't love you, or make you go jump off a bridge, or whatever. Make you go spend all your money, or whatever that he wants to make you do. And that's the first thing he knows is within your mind. So you got to get your mind together. Put on the helmet of salvation. But you gotta have the whole armor of God and protect your whole body. So that's the very first thing you got to do.
You want to add to that, Richard?
Yeah, well, since you brought that up, I've noticed that there has been an epidemic of a lot of suicides with record numbers.
You're gonna have to speak up a little bit, Richard. Is there? I don't doubt it. And you know, the food shortage is coming, and the gasoline shortage, and everything by the end of the summer, and all this other, and it's just going to be dangerous. I think we've pretty much covered everything, haven't we?
Yeah.
You want to close it in prayer, Richard?
Yeah.
Richard, can you speak up, please? Amen. Charlene?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in heaven and earth. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts and deliver us from evil. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you both for coming on. Any last words, either one of you? Have we said it?
Yeah.
Okay, with that said, I'm going to let you go, and I thank you both. Thank you, Richard, and thank you, Charlene.
Thank you, Stu.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Have a good night.